Are you staring at your ads manager stuck on how to make your ads perform? Come and join the Ads Clinic, a series of one-on-one consultancy calls where we dive into your own ads manager and see where we can turn your ads into a profit-making machine. It all starts with a 30-minute free consultation call. Sign up now at theadsclinic.com. Hello and welcome to Let's Run Facebook Ads, a podcast with myself, Nick Boddington. Here I share insider information about Facebook ads. But as you know, it's not just running the ad, it's what happens after. So we'll look into the funnels, e-commerce, email marketing, lead generation, and much, much more. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you're all well. Enjoying your summer if you're in the UK. In fact, enjoying your summer if you're pretty much everywhere else. If you're in Europe, you've got a bit of a heat wave, so you're probably quite hot now. But yeah, welcome back to the podcast. Today I wanted to talk about lead gen, really, and a really annoying little thing that Facebook has done, which answers quite a few questions for me that I've had over the last few weeks, if not months, about sharing. And anyone who basically, let me cut to the chase, because this isn't going to be a long podcast, but if you have a lead gen campaign, and if you've been following my advice, you will be not sending people to your website to generate leads. You'll be doing it on Facebook. So you'll be using an on Facebook form, which is great. We are using this now, I would say, right this moment in time, 100% of all of our clients are using on Facebook leads, and we are seeing some great results. Now, funny enough, on some of the, am I being 100% honest there that when I say 100% results, probably not. 90% of our clients are seeing really, really good results. What are those clients? The ones that are quite consumer-led are very good. So when we're talking about, well, B2C, so where we're seeing roofing companies wanting to get leads for roofs, where we're looking at airflow heat pumps, air source heat pumps, sorry, trying to get leads, where we're seeing, we're doing ads for a vasectomy clinic in Australia, getting great leads. All these type of business B2C are doing great. And we are seeing great results from B2B, apart from the companies that usually find it hard to get a lead, if that makes sense. So if traditionally the industry is quite full, and they have historically seen that lead generation for them is quite hard, it's quite competitive, they're usually paying £100, $100 for a lead to come through, and they think Facebook is going to fix it all, that's where we've still seen that lead generation not work. And it's probably down to the fact that we're going in too early to get someone's information on something that we deem them interested in, but it's a longer funnel to get them interested. And that essentially, a lot of the time, that is B2B. B2B people, whether you're a sales director, fleet manager, whatever you might be, you know what's going on in your industry. And I think that what tends to happen in B2B is the fact that people just go straight in for the kill. And it's not a straight in for the kill kind of request, because the decision maker needs to make a bigger decision. They need to go through more literature. They need to find and have a demo by the particular supplier, and they might want three demos of three different suppliers. So it's a longer process. Whereas I think what most people do is in the B2B side is they go straight for that kill and then wonder why they aren't getting loads of leads, wonder why those leads are expensive. Whereas it needs to be creating more of an awareness campaign and bringing people down the funnel based upon the actions that they're taking on the website. Anyway, I digress. But that's where, when I'm saying honestly, if we see loads of success or not so much success, it's usually down to those sort of things. But still, 90% still have loads of success. But that's not what we're here for. We're not talking about on this episode how to create leads. We're talking about something that Meta has done within its, when you're creating a lead form, which I've been questioning why. Can I not share? So where it comes from is that a few weeks ago, it may have even been last month, one of my colleagues asked me the question, when we do a lead ad, so when we've got an ad which is connected to a lead form, are we able to, or is the consumer who, or the user who's viewed that ad, able to share the ad? And I said, well, yeah, they're able to share the ad. Upon looking into it a little deeper, the person who receives the ad isn't able to generate a lead. They don't see the option of a lead button. It's restricted. Why? How? How do we fix this? So I'll just want to give a little bit of shout out to Ben Heath, who is a YouTuber specializing in Facebook ads. Got some great knowledge. Go and check him out. Obviously, I've got great knowledge as well. So, yeah, but you've got a shout out. I'm always learning. I'm always wondering what's going on in the, we're experts in what we do, but we have to keep on learning. All of us do. We have to keep on learning. And there are certain peers within the industry that I follow and pay attention to. And it helps me make my ads run better. I got asked this question from a colleague in the business, and I didn't have the exact answer. Why aren't we able to do that? And then I was able to do my own research, and Ben had figured it out. So when you go into your ads manager and you are creating a lead form, so let me just open my own ads manager here so I know what I'm talking about. Let's go onto an account that has a lead form. Basically, you go into creating a lead form. So you'll build your ad as normal. If you've already got the lead form created, one of the annoying things with Meta is that you can't amend a lead form once it's been built. So we have on most of our clients V1s for version 1, 2, 3, 4, where we've had to make updates, or the clients wanted to take something out, they wanted to add a question, or like this one, we needed to uncheck a box. We then have to go and create a new lead form, which can be a bit annoying, because if you've got zaps against those lead forms feeding into your spreadsheets or your CRMs, they have to be changed as well. But so I've got one here. When I click on this, I'm going to have to duplicate it. The first thing you see in the box that pops up is create a lead form. So that's fine. If you haven't created one already, that's great. You will, if you're going to go into, you just need to make sure you do this as you do it. Then you'll see two little tabs underneath it. The first tab is automatically highlighted called content, but there's a tab next to it called settings. And in the settings area, it's a form configuration. You can change language and little things like that. Okay, field names, tracking parameters. But there's one thing in here called sharing. Restricted. Only people who receive your ad directly delivering. Sorry, let me start again. Only people who receive your ad delivery directly can submit this form. So essentially, anyone who, when someone sees your ad and it's been delivered to them on their phone or desktop, they'll be able to submit the form. The next one open, sorry, they're restricted. Next one open, your ad can be shared and anyone can submit the form. It is already defaulted on restricted. So when you highlight over the information, it will say, by default, only people who receive your ad delivery directly will be able to see and submit this form. Select open to let people share this form with friends and allow submissions from people tagged into the comments. So I have no idea why this would be already defaulted restricted. You have to change it to open. Really annoying, but that's the way it is. We just have to deal with it and go through and rename the one I'm doing unrestricted. So why is this annoying? Well, anytime someone sees your ad and they want to share it with someone, if I talk about a client of ours that does vasectomies in Australia, our ads that we've created are comical. They're not serious. It's all about, you know, there's a video of all the kids jumping on a sofa and dad's just trying to watch TV and he loses his mind because he's just basically had seven kids over his adult life and he doesn't want any more. So it's, you know, a bit of tongue-in-cheek humor for our ads. Now, we get so many people commenting or sharing. So when someone shares, creates a comment underneath the ad. Every time that's happened and the person's seen it, now bear in mind, the only reason that's being shared is because I'm sharing it to my mate because he's been talking about a vasectomy. He will see that ad and be able to do nothing with it. He'll then have to go probably click on the the profile, go through to their own website, go through their website to find out how they fill in a form, et cetera, rather than being the simple process that we all love Metaphor now, making it very simple for someone to fill in a form. They took that away by default. So now what you guys need to make sure is you need to go back in there. If you've already got forms running, you need to make a version 2, go into settings, select it as open, republish. That's fine if you're just having it come in as an email of whatever you're doing, but you'll need to go into a Zap. Unless you're just downloading it from Facebook, you don't need to touch anything. But if you are and you're using Zapier, you're going to have to go in there and update your Zapier link to pull in that new form, because otherwise it's going to continue pulling in version 1. Make sure you do that. Otherwise, you're going to miss out on those leads. But don't know the answer to this. Very annoying, because booked into half a day's work tomorrow with myself and some colleagues is going through every single client of ours that runs forms, and there's quite a few of them, and updating all those forms, updating all the Zapiers, and getting them more leads. Because I actually think we are going to get more leads. And you'll know that by going into your ads manager, going into your campaigns, and going to your columns and selecting the performance, and there you can select engagement. And now engagement, you'll see post shares. And I'm looking at one which was been running for the last, let me have a look just to give you an idea. Last 30 days, there has been actually on that ad, not very many. Oh, hold on. Not that many. But if I go for the maximum on this particular account, and this has only been running this year, we've had 564 shares, of which none of them were able to fill in the form. Brilliant. So that's where we are. That ends this podcast, a nice and quick one for you. And I hope that helps you, because, hey, if we can get another 5% or 10% lead forms filled in, it's going to bring down our lead cost and we're going to make more money. Brilliant. I'll see you on the next one. Take care. Bye. Thank you for joining us again today. If you want to find out more, please head over to our socials at Let's Run Social, where we share daily content. And please feel free to drop us a message. We'd love to hear from you, and any questions that you would like answered, we can do that here on the podcast.